We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Number one in the East, the Boston Celtics.
So I like the Celtics to advance for a bunch of reasons.
Boston, to me, has probably a more talented starting five.
I think Smart and some combination of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are going to be nightmares for Jimmy Butler. And
he's as big of a nut as Kyrie Irving is.
Number one, I think that Jason Tatum could be the best player in the series.
When you have the personnel that can do the things that they're able to do, right? Like, it just gives you so much flexibility. It's a matchup nightmare.
Tatum, Brown, Kemba Walker, even Marcus Smart. All of those guys can get a basket when the game gets tight and when the game gets into the fourth quarter. And so I think that puts them ahead.
If you can neutralize Butler, there's not a lot of guys that you have to be so concerned with.
But, you know, at some point, the talent does win out. I mean, this is the NBA. It's kind of how it works. I don't know that Miami has it.
You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Live from American Airlines Arena in Miami, it's our broadcast of Game 2 of the Eastern Conference best-of-seven finals between Miami and Boston. Now back by the Goran Dragic, turns the corner, got around Tice easily. The layup got it up and in, and that was pure, raw speed. Got it inbound. Get to the Kelly. Kelly, a top three attempt. Got it off the window and in. Oh, my goodness. Kelly Olynyk scored from downtown. Butler against Tice. Nowhere to go. Finds Dragic out on the wing. Six in the shot clock. Goran trying to turn the corner. Forgot the ball. Step back. Long three. Got it. Oh, my. Goran Dragic from downtown with Tice right in his face. On Tice. Over Tice, the shot. Got it to go, Goran Dragic. It's the two-pointer again over the big man. Set the inbound baseline. Knocked away. Miami gets it on the turnover. Get it down to Bam, and Bam is just going to hold on. 1 second left, and that is going to be the ball game. Again, how do you explain this, Dean?
Oh my, just got the push notification. We have a great inside joke working here.
it tickles us, I'm not going to lie. It tickles me every time.
Oh, it says celebrate with Perkins. But celebrate is so misspelled. It's so great. This joke is for 30 people at this point. 40 people, I would say, at 3 o'clock. We're down to 30 people that understand this push notification joke, but I am delighting it. Oh, my goodness. Funny, Solana. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us this hour, so we will talk some Heat with the Heat fan himself, Kendrick Perkins from ESPN.
Shoot Perkins into my veins, man. He's right there with us, bro.
It's the first guy I look for on Twitter after a Heat win. Like, what's Perk saying? Yep.
And when I turn on ESPN, they better have Perk on today.
Yep.
And he was all over the world.
Yeah. Let me give you the stock market report real quick. It's brought to you by T-Mobile for Business. The T-Mobile Business Advantage means no compromise. Network support value. You get all three. Stop in to see what it means for your business. T-Mobile for Business. The stock market comes to a thud at the end of the trading week. It was an ugly day, an ugly week on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up down 244 points. S&P 500 down 37 points, NASDAQ down 117 points. So what do we say, Crowder?
We'll get them back tomorrow.
We'll get them back tomorrow. Finally, you're with it. We'll get them back tomorrow. All right, we, man, first hour, I mean, it was nothing but heat. Second hour of the show, a lot of football, some gambling, some fantasy. Definitely get into some heat again this hour with Kendrick Perkins. Let's start, though, with headlines from Alejandro Solana.
Game 3, Heat Celtics, is Saturday, tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Game 1, Lakers Nuggets, is tonight, Western Conference Finals. That's at 9 p.m., guys.
Right. And then game 4 for Heat and Celtics is not going to be until Wednesday,
right.
Correct?
Right. Because of Monday Night Football, they decided to push it back to Wednesday.
All right. Barry Jackson, by the way, I'm just looking ahead towards when you talk about UM. Barry Jackson says, as Manny Navarro and Sports Aviation reported, UM is flying to Louisville at this hour. So if game is canceled, and there's no reason to believe it would be, Canes would need to turn around and fly home. UM is not saying game definitely is still on, but not enough COVIDs to require postponing. So again, there is some notion that there have been some UM players. Barry Jackson tweeted out an hour ago, a person involved in UM program said at least one UM player is not traveling to Louisville because of a COVID-19 issue. I have not confirmed if a second player is also not traveling. Game is still on at this point. UM's policy is not to comment on how many, if any, players have the virus. Barry Jackson then follows up. This is a rotation player who has not publicly announced that he's missing the game because of COVID. UM announces an hour before kickoff who's not playing, but doesn't say why. And again, Barry Jackson just tweeted out this hour, Manny Navarro and Sports Aviation reporting UM is flying to Louisville at this hour. So if game is canceled and there's no reason to believe it would be, Canes would need to turn around and fly home. So little something to keep an eye on. This is why, you know, betting wise, that you can't bet a college game, really an NFL game, in advance, because there could be, I mean, they get there an hour before game time, they announce so-and-so is not going to play. I mean, it changes everything.
Yeah, and I remember when it first started happening, we would assume, you know, they'd put a guy on a COVID list and you think he has COVID, but then we found out they take him off the list 2 days later because he was just exposed and he needed quarantine time. So, Hawk, really, I stopped looking into this. Like you're saying, just wait till game time to bet if you want to bet. But these COVID lists, they don't mean the guy has COVID or don't have COVID. So just wait it out, man. We've learned that in the past.
On that same note, by the way, FAU and Georgia Southern, their game tomorrow was canceled because Florida Atlantic had an outbreak earlier in the week.
All right.
I wanted to wash their ass anyway.
How dare you?
You said something? You said something, Hawk?
How dare you disrespect Boca Raton and Willie Taggart that way? How dare you?
Willie got his whistle on still. Man, where's a whistle in the bathtub?
How dare you?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, he won his second straight MVP award. It was announced today. If you're wondering how many votes a Heat player got, Jimmy Butler was one of 12 players to get votes in MVP balloting. He got 2 fourth-place votes, 3 fifth-place votes, and LeBron James came in second in voting.
All right. Who did you think the MVP was, Crowder? You think it was LeBron or do you think it was Giannis? Because I really think it's between those two.
It is, and if you go regular season, it's Giannis. But LeBron wasn't trying to win the MVP in the regular season. So, yes, Giannis won it because he wanted to.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah. Somebody texts in, the crew of people getting the celebrate joke on the push notifications is getting small, but I'm still laughing. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
At what point will I get an email from our boss, Len?
Well, that's what I'm really waiting on. Like, he's got to text you at some point, right? That just says, do you realize you're misspelling celebrate every time?
Should I send one out next with one less letter? Yeah. Like, just keep going. Let's see how many push notifications.
No, just wait till 5 o'clock. Just keep it 5 o'clock. Do the next push notification. Take another letter out of Celebrate.
Because I can send another one right now. Perkins coming up next, and just another. We'll keep going every segment. One less letter. Eventually, it's going to be C.
Right. No. At 5:45, just send out a push notification that says nothing but C. No, just do it at 5 o'clock. It's funny. It's a funny joke for a few people.
Okay. The Marlins, they begin a series against the Nationals today. And today's a doubleheader. Game one, 5:10 p.m. Noche de Sixto. Sixto Sanchez gets the nod at 5:10.
Did you say, I know you told me earlier today that you were making a Noche de Sixto song. Is that done?
No, it's not done. I also I didn't want to announce it because I don't want anybody to take the idea. So,
good thing is no one's listening.
Yeah. Okay.
Dump it.
Finally, there's a new site, guys. It's called.
Said it so angrily. Dump it.
Solana's working on something. You just giving everything to the world.
I mean, like, come on.
Well, that's not an unfair leap for me to make, though, right? He texted us this morning, I'm working on a Sixto de Noche or Noche de Sixto song, and then tonight Sixto Sanchez is playing, so I thought maybe that would be tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have had it for tonight, but I need some, you know, female voices. I'm trying to make this a high-quality production.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And to be fair, I pretty much set the precedent on the show where when I create something that I know is a banger, like, I'm leading off with it in the first segment. So I'm confused as to why you made that leap there.
Seahawk, when Solana says something, you think it's like right now. I take it as when my son tells me he's going to buy me a car when he grows up.
Right.
Like, I look bigger
when my
picture.
Son tells me he wants to be an astronaut. I go, good
you
for
go.
You.
See, you.
Oh, Noche de Sixto song. Good for you, Solana.
Yes.
That's great. You
it
study hard and you'll be able to write that song one day.
You're putting him on this pedestal, man. I don't know if he should be up there.
Len is listening, so he gets the push notification joke.
It.
And he says that Entercom pays by the character anyway, so the less characters that you use, the better. That's funny.
Finally, guys, you're all familiar with the website Tinder or the app Tinder?
Heard of it. That's two married men there. That is two married men there.
Wow.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Also, both our left arms are shaking.
Saw a commercial.
Heard of it.
Well, there's a new website. It's called Pinder, with a P, for hooking up pets.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I've done that my whole life.
For sex?
Yeah, it's called. You gotta throw a lass or throw the buck. Like, you get a nice dog and you can find a dog and y'all can put them together and make money. I've been pindering since I was a kid. I can't lie to y'all. They have a board that you can wrap the dogs on. I don't want to get into, you know, deep details on it, but you can you can pinder them if they don't want to pinder.
No, but this is for pleasure, I'm guessing. This is like just for, hey, like, is it a dog companion or is it to breed?
No, I don't think it's for breeding purposes. It might be. I haven't downloaded Pinder. I don't own a canine. But I think what the idea is like.
Did you just call a dog a canine?
Yeah, I don't own a canine.
who says that?
Who is he? Who are you? Who are you?
Like, who canine. Says that? I don't own a canine. Who says that?
I've never said that before. I don't know why it came out.
The weirdest thing. I don't own a cane. What are you teaching a science class all of a sudden?
Or do you own a feline? Which one do you?
Did you live on a farm and own some bovine? Own a canine. What a weird thing to say to two people when you're just having a conversation.
It's just if you have a dog and you want to meet somebody else that has a dog.
I'm done with
the
story.
Go to the dog park.
Anything. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to weather.
It's like going to the club. Yeah.
Right now, 82 degrees, partly cloudy.
Own a canine.
About 70% chance of no rain. It is raining in El Portal right now, though. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 78. 82% humidity. That is your weather.
All right, we'll talk a little Miami Heat with one of their biggest fans, Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. He's going to join us in the next segment. I don't own a canine. Did you feel weird as you said that, Solana?
Yeah, I was hoping you'd just let me run right through it too, but it didn't work that way.
All right. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us next. I want to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com before we do. This is so, I always get so excited when I'm talking about them, and I always say, just go to the website. If you go to the website, you will see why I rave about mobilegourmetfoods.com. They deliver gourmet food right to your door. And this isn't like ordering a pizza. And this isn't like ordering something from across the country where they ship it to you on dry ice. This is a local company that drives it, delivers it in one of their delivery trucks right to your house. Wagyu steaks, dry-aged prime, lobster tail, sushi-grade tuna, salmon, wild-caught mahi, grouper, Key West pink shrimp, New Zealand lamb, Ditka cooked baby back ribs, Alaskan king crab. We have had some of the best meals that we have ever had in our lives, my wife and I, since we started getting food from mobilegourmetfoods.com. And that's a good way to kick it up for football season. By the way, go on the website and, you know, they can have it delivered tomorrow. I mean, they go anywhere from like way down South Dade to Boynton Beach up in Palm Beach County. mobilegourmetfoods.com. So they have a special, a Hockman tailgate special. I love this. It's up on the website. This is what you get. 40 to 50 cooked jumbo buffalo wings, pasture perfect all natural Wagyu beef franks, Jimmy Buffett Angus Margaritaville burgers, North Atlantic lobster tails, 2 pounds of jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, and 2 pounds of Ditka's cooked baby back ribs. So that's the Hockman tailgate special. It's over $130 value. You can get it for $99. You click on it, you go to mobilegourmetfoods.com, scroll down to new arrivals, you'll see the Hockman tailgate special. Click on it, order it. When you're ordering, when you're checking out, put in the code Hockman, H-O-C-H-M-A-N, and you'll get it for just $99. And if you're ordering anything on that website, put in the code Hockman. You'll get 10% off your order, H-O-C-H-M-A-N. Go to the website. I rave about this place because I love their food. I am eating so well because of mobilegourmetfoods.com. They've also added quad pay on the website so you can order and then make 4 easy payments spread out over time with no fees, no interest. It is very simple. mobilegourmetfoods.com. It's a game changer. Do yourself a favor. Go there now. mobilegourmetfoods.com. South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. All right, we'll talk a little Heat Celtics with Kendrick Perkins next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to this show and you don't have a bottle of Fabuloso somewhere in one of your cabinets, oh, we don't need you.
Hock and Crowder.
This is our guy. Crowder and I both said, after the Heat win, the first thing we do, we go on Twitter and we look to see what Kendrick Perkins is tweeting.
My spirit animal, man.
I think a lot of Heat fans do that. I think a lot of Heat fans do that. They go, all right, what are you thinking? We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kendrick Perkins has become this de facto leader of Miami Heat fans, and he's got them tweeting. He's even got the Heat tweeting at him. He's got Dwayne Wade tweeting at him. He has professed his admiration for the Miami Heat all over ESPN and all the ESPN platforms. And I think it may anger some of his fans who used to root for him when he played for the Celtics. Perk won an NBA championship with the Celtics in 08, but he has been a big supporter of the Miami Heat since, you know, the season, really March, where the season started to wind down because of COVID, and he was already on the Heat train, and it has gotten more pronounced, and he is joining us now. Hello, Kendrick.
What's up, fellas? What's going on, my good people?
I mean, you won a championship with the Celtics. I don't think the Celtics are going to play for a championship this year, Perk. Do you?
Not from the looks of it. Not if they got to go through these goons from Dade County. Listen, yeah. Right now, the Miami Heat have the best coach in the game, and it's Eric Spoelstra. The way that he's mixing it up and throwing different defenses and different looks at the Boston Celtics got them all discombobulated. And on the offensive end, the Miami Heat are doing it collectively. Last night, six guys in double figures. The ball is moving. I think they had 36 assists in game one, 28 or 29 assists last night. And they just had it their way. And shout out to Goran Dragic because he's been one of the most underrated guys in the playoffs that doesn't get his just due.
And Perk, I saw you on ESPN all day. Perk, you've been everywhere today, man. Because like you said, you the leader of our team right now, the Heat squad. But you said something about the Celtics playing selfishly. You hit on it. They playing selfish. Did the Heat create that selfishness? Was that a season long problem? What created the selfishness that the Celtics are playing with right now?
Well, I think it's young guys having success, and also the Heat. They tend, you know, to take you out of your comfort zone. And I think, you know, it's hard when you're young and you have success because you can read so much on social media and read about yourself and, you know, people calling you a rising superstar. And all of a sudden, the Heat turned the Celtics into an isolation team. And that works into the Heat favor because they have so many guys that could guard. So, you know, you got to give credit to the Heat, but you also got to look at the Celtics and say, well, maybe this is just who they are, an isolation-type team.
Kendrick Perkins from ESPN is with us. It was, you know, all over media last night that the Celtics were screaming at each other in the locker room, that it seemed to get a little unhinged there after the game. A, I would ask you, is that common? Because I would imagine that it probably is. But B, I would say to you, does that not bode well for the Celtics moving forward if they're having, you know, screaming matches after game two?
Well, I mean, it could go either way. You know, sometimes it's good. I've been in locker rooms after a loss with guys that, you know, in film session, and guys go at it and it get heated. You love to see it for the simple fact that guys care. You don't want guys after the game, after a loss like that, being up double figures and then getting outworked by those goons from Miami. You come in and you're smiling, being down 2-0. You expect things like that to happen where guys get heated and, you know, things happen in the big moment. So, it could go either way. Either the Celtics could bounce back from it, or they could come out acting like someone's going to feel sorry for them. But this Celtic team is going to be feisty. You got to know that. They're not going to just go down without swinging. So Miami has to prepare for the Celtics to give them their best shot tomorrow.
And, Perk, when the Miami got into their zone, the Celtics seemed like they didn't know what to do. It seemed like, you know, back in the day, your teams you played on, what would y'all have done if y'all saw a zone in the NBA? Because it seems like you shouldn't be able to run a zone at that level.
Well, the thing is that it was a zone that we never seen before. And that's the greatness of Coach Eric Spoelstra. I mean, he had his big guys kind of up front and the smaller guys on the back line. I didn't know if it was a 3-2 or 1-2-2. I didn't know what it was. And it threw everybody off. And in the spur of the moment, when you throw out different things like that, it's hard for guys to adjust on the fly, especially in game. So, you know, that's why Eric Spoelstra is who he is. You know, that's called pulling a rabbit out the hat. And I'm pretty sure he got something else he's going to throw their way in game three.
Yeah, you've been highly complimentary of him every time that we've spoken with you. What is it about the Heat team that makes them so damn special? Because This doesn't seem like a typical, wow, team doing well in the playoffs and no one's paying attention. This seems like they've grabbed some of the nation's attention. I've got, you know, I grew up in Chicago. I've got friends of mine in Chicago that are saying, I'm adopting the Heat the rest of the way. They're fun. What is making them so special?
Well, the thing is that they don't have a lot of household names. They don't have a lot of superstars that you see on Gatorade commercials or you see on Hulu commercials, but they have some elite players. Jimmy Butler and Bam, both all-stars. Goran Dragic, he's been an underrated player in this game for a long time. And then you have guys like Jay Crowder, Tyler Hero, who is a rookie that seems like he's been in the moment before. And I think when you look up at the makeup of this team, they play together. They share the ball. They're happy for one another's success. They don't care who's the leading scorer that night. They pass up good shots to get great shots. On the defensive end, they bring that tenacity. And once you start to watch them and once you start, you just could feel the camaraderie. You could feel that the grittiness. You could feel that goon that, you know, and it rubs off on the world. And all of a sudden, you like, man, this type of team, I could root for.
And, Perk, we hear about how special Jimmy is. But, like, you play with some stars, bro. You play with Hall of Famers, you know, multiple times, you know, all-stars. Just explain how special it is to have a all-star that doesn't need the ball in his hands, that'll take the game over defensively, that doesn't need, you know, 8-10 shots a quarter. He'll go out there and do whatever it takes. Talk about how special that is to have an all-star that doesn't need 20-30 shots.
Well, it's very special. I mean, he's just a winner. Forget being an all-star. Jimmy is a winner. And you know, it'd be times where I watch Jimmy and it seemed like he don't be being aggressive offensively, like, you know, in the first half. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, he just turns it on to a whole nother gear. It's like he waits for that moment. It's like he has the ultimate trust in his teammates to get it going first, second, and third quarter. KG always used to say, I get y'all going in the first three quarters and the fourth quarter, this is the reason why we get paid the big bucks. And Jimmy showed that last night. You're talking about, what, three steals, crucial steals in the last 4 minutes of the game. You know, he just wanted it more. You just look at it. Even game one, that crucial and one, when he drove to the paint and went through Jason Tatum's chest, he just wants that moment. And right now in the Eastern Conference, he's the best closer in the Eastern Conference.
Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Are you getting heat from Celtics fans for being such a verbal Heat fan?
Well, the crazy thing is that I work for them part-time on the Boston Network. They know
I see it on Twitter. I see it.
Yeah, but my job, man, is to not be biased, you know? That's part of my job is being an analyst, and I got to call it like I see it. And to me, the Heat has the better team. They have the better coach. I would be biased if I was to pick the Celtics, but the Heat is playing inspiring basketball right now. And if anyone can't see that, they're just a hater. And if anyone from the Celtics family or fans from Boston, from that Northeast, feel some type of way of me, shame on them.
That's why we got to get Perk down here. We need like a week-long tour with Perk down here so Heat fans can give him the proper respect that he deserves. You said, though, I mean, Boston's not a bad team, and you said the Heat got to be prepared tomorrow night for Boston to throw everything at him. How do you see this series ending up?
I see this series going no more than six games. I just don't see the Celtics beating the Heat four out of five games. I just don't see it happening. And you know what's the crazy part about it? The Heat have yet to put a full 48 minutes of good basketball together. They beaten the Celtics both times by just playing great basketball in the second half. It's going to be scary to see when they put a whole game together because they do for that. So the Celtics definitely have their hands full. It's definitely going to be a, a, a game to watch, and I'm ready to see who wants all the smoke tomorrow, because the Celtics are going to come out. They're going to be more physical. Their back's against the wall. There's no way that they could go down 3-0. If they do, you might as well pull the brooms out.
I mean, we're potentially looking at a Miami Heat versus LeBron James and the Lakers NBA Finals, which would be an unbelievable storyline, obviously. Are you still of the opinion that neither teams left in the East here could compete with the Lakers?
Well, I will say this. The way that LeBron James and Anthony Davis playing right now in the championship experience, this will be the first, if the Heat come out of the East, this will be the first real test that they have that they're matched up with veterans like themselves. And not only just veterans, championship pedigree that the Lakers have. They have the most championship experience in the league. And I would say the series will go 7 games. I will get a slight edge to the Lakers, I believe. I just feel like LeBron is on a serious mission, but it will be a fun matchup to see, a very, very fun matchup to see. I guarantee you the ratings will be through the roof.
Yeah, I am dying to see that matchup, man. So are all Heat fans, and I guess NBA fans would be as well. Giannis won MVP today. Would that have been your choice over LeBron, I guess?
No, you know, Giannis is the most dominant player, but he's not the most valuable. I don't understand the criteria for MVP anymore. You know, the goalpost moves every year when it comes down to that. So, you know, in my opinion, my MVP would have been LeBron James. But, you know, nowadays you get caught up in the PER, and Giannis did Will Chamberlain numbers and all this. But, you know, I can remember a time when Steve Nash won MVP, averaging 15 and 11. And Kobe took a team to the playoffs where he had Smush Parker, Kwame Brown, and I think he averaged about 35 points that season. And he was a clear-cut most valuable player, but they gave it to Steve Nash because they said, well, Steve Nash was the most valuable to the Phoenix Suns. So I don't know the criteria, but, you know, shout-out to Giannis the third player in NBA history other than Hakeem and Jordan to win Defensive Player of the Year and MVP. But if I had a vote, I would have voted for LeBron James.
And, Perk, I know they don't involve, or they're not supposed to involve the playoffs in the MVP race. Should they move the bar or move voting? Because, bro, you play this game to win championships. Shouldn't you take that into account when picking the most valuable player?
I mean, absolutely. I strongly believe, man, that, you know, it's just, like I said, I mean, I just don't know. I don't get it. Because right now, I tell you what, it's not a good look. Giannis getting crowned the MVP and he's sitting at home because he got put out in the second round. That doesn't make sense to me. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, I feel like the best way to go about it is for, you know, us as media people to pick 5 finalists for each end of the season, each end of the season year awards, and let the players and coaches decide from there. But you can't pick a player from your own team. I think that would be the best, because asking around the league, a lot of people said that LeBron was the MVP. I'm talking about current players.
Yeah. Anybody else at ESPN come around now on your love for the Miami Heat and tell you publicly you were right, Perk, and they were wrong?
You know they have too much pride for that.
Well, you were right and they were wrong. We know the truth, right?
Yeah, for sure.
We know the truth. There it is. Kendrick Perkins from ESPN. Well, hopefully we will be able to talk to you next week, and you will keep banging the drum for our Heat on ESPN, because we love watching it, and we love watching it on Twitter too. We love the messages after the game, so keep them coming.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
There you go, Kendrick Perkins. He is fun, man. That's a good guy to have rooting for your team. And, by the way, he knows what he's talking about. You know, he's been around it all.
this ain't the crazy guy screaming on the corner. Like,
correct.
Perk knows basketball, bro. This correct. Has championships. Yes.
This
yes.
isn't the guy in the 400 level that's got the, you know, the heat gear from head to toe. And he, you know, and he was yelling the same thing when it was Ricky Davis out there. Like, this is a this is a dude that he said, I mean, he's part of the Celtics broadcast and he's doing all this. So good
Let's
for him.
Let's be honest. This ain't Solana. This is Kendrick Perkins.
Right.
Put it out
and
there.
Solana, yeah. I know you know your basketball. I saw the picture you texted us the other day. You obviously, you were on a championship team, and it looked like you got a lot of run.
I mean, you let Katie Meyer break down the zone. You didn't ask me.
Go ahead. What did you see in the zone yesterday? When the Heat went to the zone, what did you see?
Well, see, what you have to look at is Bam Adebayo coming up, hedging all the screens. He doesn't let defenders – come around him. He's just better.
Come around right. him. That's usually
fair enough. No, that was good. He did a very good job there explaining. And he doesn't own a canine. All right, whatever that means. All right. All right, we got a lot to go to. Still, we've got what? 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour coming up in about 23 minutes. That is always fun on a Friday. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we haven't even done this yet, but Jen Figueroa, Alex Dono. Is Dan Day going to join us today, Solana? I don't think so, huh?
I think he's drunk on a beach somewhere.
Right, and deservedly so, right. by the way. Right. Deservedly so. Dan Day's got a day off, and he's enjoying himself. But we're going to open up Viva Hawk Vegas and give all the show members a chance to win my actual money. Or... get the bathtub punishment.
Yes.
So we'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. Lots to come still.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They're the best. I'm a customer. I told y'all I got a spot on the ceiling. It got a little bigger. It hit the wall. I had to call my boy Donnie, the owner of J&K Roofing. He sent out the best workers ever, highly skilled workers. They're on time. They're respectful. They're professional. And they have the best material. And that's what Donnie tells me when I ask him, Donnie, how can you be on top of the roofing game in South Florida for over 40 years? He said we have great workers and great material, and that's what people want. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel. I have clay barrel roof. They have the best material out there, and those workers, I'm telling you, they're amazing. They're practicing social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. In most cases, they don't have to come in your home or in your business to fix your roof. Put a new roof or fix the existing roof, and you have to call J&K right now. Any questions, any assessments, any roofing things you have, any roofing problems, call J&K because the financing offers you can get through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. Quality service, safety, and health is the most important thing to you. So that's the most important thing to J&K Roofing. And we know it rains every day. We're in hurricane season. Hey, guys, we're in South Florida. You don't need roof problems. Call J&K Roofing with any roof issues, problems, questions, assessments. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, call J&K Roofing. And J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, quick break, and then we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's a football Friday, although it's hard to believe that with the amount of basketball talk. But deservedly so, because the Heat are doing something special, man. See what the Dolphins are this week. I'm just looking at the games. I really haven't even looked at the games much. Let's see. Buccaneers. I'm so fascinated by that team. They host Carolina Panthers, Teddy Bridgewater.
Listen, Hawk, that Bucs team's going to figure it out. All this crap with Arian and Brady fighting and all that stuff. Bro, the Bucs are going to win some games this year.
Now, they're an 8-point favorite Sunday.
I was about to say, is Tom Brady going to throw for 4,500 yards? No. But are the Bucs going to win a lot of games? Yes. Don't let that first game trick anybody into anything.
Dolphins are still 5.5-point underdogs Sunday against Buffalo. By the way, Sunday, you can hear Crowder and Chris Whittingham. They will have the Miami Dolphins pregame show on 560 WQAM, The Joe. That begins at 9 a.m., and then kickoff is at 1 o'clock. So, and then Saturday is the Miami Hurricanes broadcast on 560 WQAM. That will that kicks off at 7:30, right, Solana? So it's a 3:30 pregame?
Yes, correct.
All right, so 3:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. And tomorrow, also the Miami Heat, they'll be on 790 the ticket. And what time is the tip-off tomorrow for the Heat game?
Tomorrow night, it is 8:30 tip-off.
8:30. All right. So we got a lot of sports this weekend. Yeah. A lot of sports this weekend. You don't think there's any chance the Dolphins can beat the Bills?
Chance, yes. A fighter's chance, yes. Let's say they don't turn the ball over. Low scoring game. My whole thing, Hawk, and I talked about it earlier, I don't know how the Dolphins generate points. Like, I don't think the Bills are just going to run the score up on them, but I don't know how the Dolphins generate points. So can the Dolphins win a, you know, a 2017 game, something like that? Yes. If the game gets to 30, I don't see how the Dolphins can score more than 25 points, 24 points with this offense I've watched.
What I think is at the end of the season, the Dolphins will be a better team than the Bills. I just don't think they are right now. Is that maybe a fair assessment?
Hawk, yes, because now you have Austin Jackson with 14 starts. You have Kenley with, you know, starts. You have all these young guys playing together. Hawk, I think, honestly, spitting image of last year.
Right.
Struggle all early and then have a big run late when everybody gets in. Hopefully, Tua was a part of that late big run. But, yeah, Hawk, I think it's going to be right there with kind of what we saw last year. What did they start last year? 0-7?
Right. Was it 0-7? Was that bad? Yeah. Because I remember those first couple weeks were brutal, brutal. And then we got a little spoiled at the end, right? We kind of felt like, they figured it out. But you are kind of starting from scratch again at the beginning of this season.
Yes. And then with Devontae being out, with not the running back situation, honestly, in my mind, the running back situation really is the most perplexing thing to me. Where you bring in Jordan Howard and he touched the ball 6 times. You bring in Matt Breida, he touched the ball 5 times or something. And then Miles Gaskins gets all the carries. So just, I think even from that concept of you talking about the running back work, where they don't really know what this offense is. They don't know how to get the ball to these guys, how to get Matt Breida the ball in space. So I think Chan Gailey and Fitzy and those guys, they're still trying to figure out what we do well. And it's not good to be in week 2 of your NFL season and your offense trying to figure out what we do well.
Omar Kelly tweeted out, the NFL played 1 week of games without any COVID outbreaks. It's been 1 week. We need a larger sample size. But the way college football is going, it seems the NCAA and these conferences need to be doing more testing. I have been really astounded when you start looking at the NFL games, because here's what goes on in my head, because we saw FAU game has been canceled, and Barry Jackson said that one of the UM players, maybe two, has tested positive for COVID, although they don't make any of that official or not. Have you thought about COVID at all when it comes to the weekend slate of NFL games? Because I haven't. Yeah, isn't that crazy? And by the way, same thing with basketball. Like, I mean, that literally is not a story anymore, because there's still ways for that virus to get in the bubble, because employees in the bubble are not sequestered in the bubble. So they've done a fantastic job, the NBA, but the NFL, after 1 week, like, think about the world that we're living in right now, and we're not even concerned. I'm not saying that there's not going to be an outbreak and there's not going to be a game or two canceled, but it has not even crossed my mind after week one.
Yeah, and I think the college thing, bro, if you think about it, like, the Dolphins leave practice, they can go straight home. College guys leave practice, they all walk to dorms. Right. You know, like, it's just the situation they're in, man, where the NFL and these guys, that just, honestly, it's financial. They have the resources to really protect their guys, where in college, like, I'm not saying, you know, they're broke, but you're still going back to a dorm room. You're still showering with 50 people, 60 people, 80 people, like, it's just it's a different monster when you talk to collegiate to professional sports. I just
and
think
there's
it's
more guys, there's more players, right?
Way
in the in
guys.
College football, yeah. So yes. it's just harder. And I would imagine too, you know, the real bench players on a college team, like they just probably have more freedom to go about their business only because they're not getting watched like a hawk. I would imagine.
Yep. And they're dumb because they're younger. This is a 17-year-old to a 35-year-old. Like,
right,
Fitzy's not putting himself in harm's way.
Right.
The backup guard at Florida, he might want to go see the girl that he met at the library. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's a whole different beast.
There's a ton going on. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald tweeted out, what a week to look forward to next week. Heat game 4 Wednesday. Fins and Jags national TV Thursday. Dolphins play Thursday night football next week. Heat game 5, if needed, on Friday. UMFSU Saturday. And then on Sunday, Heat game 6, if needed, and Marlins at Yankees finale with a playoff berth potentially on the line for the Marlins. I mean, it is going to be insane.
Were those 3 months off worth what we're going through right now?
Yes, I think it was, wasn't it? I think it was.
I don't know the answer, but man, we got everything in the middle.
I think it was. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour coming up momentarily. It's a Friday. It's a football Friday, so we'll make it extra fun. And we're traveling to Viva Hawk Vegas in the 5 o'clock hour as well.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You're at the house. You're watching games. You're not watching games. Whatever you're doing, you want delicious food. Everybody does, and Delaware has it all. I have been going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for 16 years. So you're missing out because my family is loving it. They've been loving it forever. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp. They have 20 different species of fish. They have alligator venison, frog legs. They have it all. You got to go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu, and you're going to love everything on it. What I just rattled off is about 20, 30% of what they have. They have so much delicious food. And like I said, some people are getting ready for football, and you can't do football without a variety of party dips. Now, you got to get the dips, and Delaware has in-house made dips, and everything Delaware makes is delicious. Buffalo chicken dip, shrimp dip, cream spinach, the crab salad, celery ordeal crab salad, smoked fish dip, smoked salmon dip, crab spinach and artichoke. You can't beat it. They're a meal in themselves. Sometimes we eat dip and don't even eat dinner at the house because these dips are so delicious. The food at Delaware is awesome. Try the chicken parmesan dinner already, ready to put in the oven, heat and serve without pasta $8.99, with pasta $10.99. They have so much delicious food. Maryland style crab cakes, more crab than cake, only $4.49 each. And listen here, Maine lobster tails. They got the Florida lobsters too now. They have the biggest, best Florida lobsters, but I told you they have a great selection. The Maine lobster tails, 3 to 4 ounces, only $6.99 each. You can get a lobster tail for under $7. You can't beat Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged already when you get there. If you want them to bring it out to the car, they'll bring it out to the car. If you want to go in the shop, go in the shop. Wear your mask. There's social distancing marks on the ground. You got to check out Delaware. And they are closed next Thursday, 9/24. The 24th of this month, they are closed for renovations, but they're open on Friday. They're only taking that delicious food away from us for one day, so we're open on Friday. But next Thursday, they are closed, guys. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They are located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I would see the guy from Auburn. What's his man's name? Igbenagini.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.